Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what did you see? This better be good or you are fired.
Right, Maria, what have you got for us?
So Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have finally made up, but not in the way that you would hope.
Or
I don't know if people hope that, do they? They kind of hope that Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston will get back
together. There's definitely more hope for that than for Angelina Jolie, the wrecker.
Yeah.
She wrecked it for everyone. We could have been so happy.
Yeah, apparently they're starting to see eye to eye again. He is living really, really close, super close, it says here, to Angelina to make co-parenting easier. And they've recently gotten to the stage where they can be in each other's houses and not end up in an argument.
God, so it was
so
that bad.
Yeah. It was that bad, yeah. So they're getting on because of the kids.
Okay, well, at least there's that.
Then I also saw Paul Mescal was on an interview late yesterday talking about second season of Normal People. And he gave his prediction for what would happen in season two.
Oh.
And he says, Connell, I believe, would potentially get married to somebody else. It'll destroy lots of people's lives along the way because ultimately they're going to be drawn to each other. But they will consciously resist the idea that they're supposed to be together. It'll be a long process of discovery until they finally find each other permanently.
I'm sure you're a woman who...
That annoyed me about the first season anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure a woman who writes Normal People is like, Paul, do you want to shut up? Like, either I'll decide what happens.
Yeah.
It's none of your
people
business.
People might prefer your version. Yeah.
Well, Maria, we've got exciting Normal People news here on the show.
Yeah.
O'Neill's, the guys who do all the GAA gear, sent Dermot and myself each a pair of Dublin and Limerick Paul Mescal GAA shorts.
Well, that's okay. You say it's exciting. I say it's terrifying.
Don't worry, Maria. I immediately gave mine to Sean, who has the best legs on the Dermot and Dave team. No
he
offense.
He does have good legs.
Maria,
he has great legs.
I'm wearing mine right now.
He is. He's actually wearing them.
I'm not coming back to the office. But after that, after he predicted that, Lenny Abrahamson, who was also on the interview, said that there was no current plans for a second season. So it kind of shot him down.
All right. This is just his fantasy about what a second season would be.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, calm yourself down. There is.
How could there be no plans for a second season? That's a load
there
of
definitely
rubbish.
Definitely is.
The biggest
there
bloody show on the planet at the moment.
And they think they're going to stop there. Oh, no, we don't want to make any more money. Let's just stop there. Of course they're going to make another.
Yeah.
And then there's a petition circulating online. It currently has 268,000 signatures, and it's to try and stop this film that's being made at the minute called Habit. And it's about, it stars Bella Thorne is her name. She's a Disney actress. She came from the Dáil.
Okay.
And you know Gavin Rosdale.
Gavin Rosdale,
the lead
singer.
He's
like a musician and an actor. Yeah.
Is that Gavin Rosdale from Bush?
Spanish.
That's so weird. We were just talking about Bush off air about 20 minutes ago.
I was literally playing badly a Bush bass line on the guitar in here.
So weird.
We're so connected, lads.
Yeah.
But do you know what I only found out about him today as well?
Go on.
That he's Daisy Lowe's dad. Maybe that's really well known. I didn't know it though.
Who's Daisy Lowe?
Daisy Lowe is, isn't she on radio in the UK? She's like a fashionista.
Ah.
In the UK, she wears all like the most fashionable, weird and trendy stuff.
Wasn't he married to Gwen Stefani, or is he still?
He was, yeah. They've two kids. Yeah. No,
but not Daisy Lowe. She's not Gwen's daughter, is she?
No, she's probably not that much younger than Gwen Stefani.
Why are we talking about him again?
Anyways, he's in this movie called Habit.
Oh yeah,
he's in this movie. So, but the problem that people online are having with it is that Paris Jackson, you know. Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson, is playing Jesus.
Okay.
So the story follows a street smart party girl with a Jesus fetish who gets mixed up in a violent drug deal and finds a possible way out of it by masquerading as a nun.
Yes.
So that's played by Bella Thorne, and Paris Jackson plays Jesus.
I do remember this because we were like, is this just not the storyline of Sister Act?
Yes, we did talk about it. Yes.
Yeah.
So the petition says it's a new blasphemous Hollywood film is predicted to come out soon depicting Jesus as a lesbian woman. The film Habit stars Paris Jackson, who plays the role of lesbian Jesus. Distributors haven't picked it up as of yet, so let's please spread the awareness and wake people up to the Christianphobic garbage that is spread nowadays. So it has over 200,000 signatures and growing.
I think we should start a counter petition. I think this is exactly what the world needs now, is a lesbian Jesus. I am firmly behind the petition to get it made.
From what I understand, the film is not necessarily, she's not saying that she is Jesus. She just sort of is obsessed with Jesus.
No, that's Bella Thorne.
No, Bella
Thorne. Paris Jackson is playing Jesus, the lesbian Jesus.
Right.
So there's two stars.
It hasn't been picked up anywhere. It hasn't, no distribution company has picked it up yet. So as of yet, it'll be made and it's just going to sit there until a company picks it up. So what this petition is trying to do is to stop that from happening altogether.
Can I give you my best nun joke that came in the other day for Dave's Wrote Bad Jokes?
Oh, no. Go on.
Who called them nuns and not birds of prey?
Wow, it's blasphemous and sexist. They're really knocking it out of the park today.
Get off my segment, Dave.
All right, this sorry, Maria. I wrecked it. I'm wearing my shorts. It's worse. Is that the lot?
That's the lot.
All right, thanks as always, Maria. Talk to you later on.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.